Unit 9, Text. In the last days of World War II, Adolf Hitler and his closest associates had sought shelter in a command bunker before the fall of Berlin. He knew that defeat was close at hand and that he must prepare for his own death. Here is a detailed description of how he ended his life. The Death of Hitler, William L. Shirer.
During the afternoon of April 29, news arrived at the bunker where Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun were separated from the outside world. Mussolini, Hitler's fellow fascist dictator and partner in aggression, had met his end, and it had been shared by his mistress, Clara Petacci. They had been caught by Italian guerrillas on April 27 while trying to escape to Switzerland and executed after a brief trial. On the Saturday night of April 28, the bodies were brought to Milan in a truck and dumped on the town square. The next day they were strung up by the heels from lampposts and later cut down so that throughout the rest of Sunday they lay in the gutter. On May Day, Benito Mussolini was buried beside his mistress in the pauper's plot of a Milan cemetery. In such a horrible climax of degradation, Mussolini and fascism passed into history. It is not known how many of the details of Mussolini's shabby end were communicated to the Führer. One can only guess that if he heard many of them, he was only strengthened in his resolve not to allow himself or his bride to be made a spectacle, not their live selves or their bodies. Shortly after receiving the news of Mussolini's death, Hitler began to make the final preparations for his. He had his favorite Alsatian dog poisoned and two other dogs in the household shot. Then he called in his two remaining women secretaries and handed them capsules of poison to use if they wished to when the advancing Russians broke in. He was sorry, he said, not to be able to give them a better farewell gift, and he expressed his appreciation for their long and loyal service. Evening had now come, the last of Adolf Hitler's life. He instructed Mrs. Junge, one of his secretaries, to destroy the remaining papers in his files, and he sent out word that no one in the bunker was to go to bed until further orders. This was interpreted by all as meaning that he judged the time had come to make his farewells. But it was not until long after midnight, at about 2:30 a.m. of April 30, as several witnesses recall, that the Führer emerged from his private quarters and appeared in the general dining passage where some 20 persons, mostly the women members of his group of associates, were assembled. He walked down the line, shaking hands with each and mumbling a few words that were inaudible. There was a heavy film of moisture on his eyes and, as Mrs. Junge remembered, they seemed to be looking far away, beyond the walls of the bunker. After he retired, a curious thing happened. The tension, which had been building up to an almost unendurable point in the bunker, broke, and several persons went to the canteen to dance. The weird party soon became so noisy that word was sent from the Führer's quarters requesting more quiet. The Russians might come in a few hours and kill them all, though most of them were already thinking of how they could escape. But in the meantime, for a brief spell, now that the Führer's strict control over their lives was over, they would seek pleasure where and how they could find it. The sense of relief among these people seems to have been enormous, and they danced on through the night. Berlin was no longer defensible. The Russians already had occupied almost all of the city. It was now merely a question of the defense of the Chancellery. It, too, was doomed, as Hitler and Bormann learned at the Situation Conference at noon on April 30, the last that was ever to take place. The Russians were just a block away. The hour for Adolf Hitler to carry out his resolve had come. His bride apparently had no appetite for lunch that day, and Hitler took his meal with his two secretaries and with his vegetarian cook, who perhaps did not realize that she had prepared his last meal. While they were finishing their lunch at about 2:30 p.m., Erich Kempka, the Führer's chauffeur, who was in charge of the Chancellery Garage, received an order to deliver immediately 200 liters of gasoline in cans to the Chancellery Garden. Kempka had some difficulty in rounding up so much fuel, but he managed to collect some 180 liters and, with the help of three men, carried it to the emergency exit of the bunker. While the oil to provide the fire for the Viking funeral was being collected, Hitler, having done with his last meal, fetched Eva Braun for another and final farewell to his most intimate collaborators, Dr. Goebbels, Generals Krebs and Bergdorf, the secretaries, and Miss Menzieli, the cook. They finished their farewells and retired to their rooms. Outside, in the passageway, Dr. Goebbels, Bormann, and a few others waited. In a few minutes, a revolver shot was heard. They waited for a second one, but there was only silence. After a decent interval, they quietly entered the Führer's quarters. They found the body of Adolf Hitler sprawled on the sofa, dripping blood. He had shot himself in the mouth. At his side lay Eva Braun. Two revolvers had fallen to the floor, but the bride had not used hers. She had swallowed poison. It was 3:30 p.m. on Monday, April 30, 1945, 10 days after Adolf Hitler's 56th birthday, and 12 years and 3 months to the day since he had become Chancellor of Germany and had instituted the Third Reich. It would survive him but a week.
New words.
Bunker. Fascist. Dictator. Partner. Aggression. Mistress. Italian. Guerrilla. Execute. Executive. Dump. String. Heel. Lamp post. Gutter, pauper, plot, cemetery, horrible, horror, climax, degradation, fascism, shabby, Führer, strengthen, resolve, bride, spectacle, preparation, Alsatian, poison, farewell, appreciation, loyal, instruct, file, word, interpret, interpretation, private, mostly, associate, assemble, inaudible, moisture, retire, unendurable, canteen, weird, request, meantime, spell, strict, relief, enormous, defensible, doom, noon, apparently, apparent, vegetarian, chauffeur, leader, gasoline, fuel, intimate, collaborator, passageway, revolver, decent, interval, sofa, drip, swallow, Chancellor, Institute.
Phrases and expressions.
Meet one's end. String up. Call in. Break in. Build up. In the meantime. In charge of. Round up. have done with, to a day, to the day.
Proper names:
Adolf Hitler, Eva Braun, Benito Mussolini, Clara Petacci, Switzerland, Milan, May Day, the Führer, Junge, Berlin, the Chancellery, Bormann, Erich Kempka, Viking, Goebbels, Krebs, Bergdorf, Manziali, the Third Reich.